This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sane. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ongoing visit to Sri Lanka has marked a significant milestone in the evolving relationship between the two nations. He's the first foreign head of the government to be hosted by President Anuradha Kumarasinghe since the latter assumed the office in September 2024. The visit reflects the shared commitment to a joint vision of fostering partnerships for a shared future and reaffirms the close, multifaceted ties between India and Sri Lanka. At the Presidential Secretariat in Colombo, Prime Minister Modi held a comprehensive discussion with the President Desanyake on the range of bilateral issues, including the region's stability, the energy cooperation and the development partnerships. The two leaders jointly participated in the virtual groundbreaking ceremony of the Sampur Power Project, a strategic initiative to be executed by the NTPC and the Ceylon Electricity Board. Prime Minister Modi also met the Tamil political leaders and the leader of the opposition, Sajid Premadasu, and he reaffirmed India's unwavering support for the equality, dignity and the justice of the Tamil community with the United Sri Lanka. In a solemn gesture, Mr. Modi laid a wreath of the Indian Peacekeeping Force Memorial in Colombo, honoring the sacrifice of the Indian soldiers deployed between 1987 and 1990. The key announcements include Indian support for Sri Lanka's unique digital identity projects and the conversion of $100 million in loans to grants, a 2.5 billion Lankan rupees package for the eastern province, and the inauguration of the Maho Omanthai railway line. A state banquet was held in honor of the Prime Minister Modi later that night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Tamil Nadu today and he will inaugurate the new Pamban rail bridge connecting Rameshwaram to the mainland on the occasion of Ram Navami. The bridge is the India's first vertical lift sea bridge, and Prime Minister will also flag off the train and a ship from the road bridge and witness this operation of bridge. The new Pamban rail bridge carries a deep cultural significance. According to the Ramayana, the construction of Ram Setu was initiated from Dhanushkodi near Rameshwaram. The bridge linking Rameshwaram to the mainland stands as the remarkable feat of the Indian engineering at the global stage. Constructed with stainless steel reinforcements, the high-grade protective paint and the fully welded joints, the bridge boasts the increased durability and the reduced maintenance needs. It is designed for the dual rail track to accommodate the future demands. The President Draupadi Murmu yesterday gave her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by the Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday with 288 members supporting it and 232 against it. And the bill was passed in the Rajya Sabha on Friday with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah reiterated that Naxalism will be wiped out from the country by the end of March next year, addressing the closing ceremony at the Bastar Padam at Dantewada, Chhattisgarh. Mr. Shah appealed that the Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream. The Home Minister praised the Bastar Padam for promoting Chhattisgarh's tribal art and craft. The Union Health Ministry and the Delhi government signed the Memorandum of Understanding yesterday to implement the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana in national capital. The flagship schemes provide the comprehensive health coverage of 5 lakh rupees per family per year across the country. However, the Delhi government will contribute an additional 5 lakh rupees, raising the total benefit to 10 lakh rupees per family annually. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecasted heat wave to severe heat over Gujarat and Rajasthan till Wednesday and the heat wave over Madhya Pradesh during 7th to 9th of April. The Met Department has also predicted the heat wave over South Punjab, Haryana and the adjoining West Uttar Pradesh on the 7th and the 8th of April. In IPL T20 cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 50 runs in Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Stadium in Chandigarh last night. Put into bat first, Rajasthan Royals posted a total of 205 for 4 in stipulated 20 overs, with Yashasvi Jaiswal contributing 67 of 45 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.